Hey y'all, welcome back. It's Jade with the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast, your fierce, feisty, and most of the time politically incorrect hostess with the mostest. Hey there. So, today is going to be a little bit of a different episode because I was just cleaning out my closet and I found one of my very, very first notebooks. I couldn't even label it as a Book of Shadows back then because I didn't even know what a Book of Shadows was or a grimoire or anything else. So I decided that it might be a little fun. I did not pre-read this. So we're both going to see my thoughts and how they came together, and it might be able to help one of you guys. If someone has anything similar that they would like to share, email me at thewitcheslounge@gmail.com and we can play some type of strange little game of baby witches comparing their notes. No, but seriously, I thought this would be really interesting to kind of discover together with you guys. So, there's quite a few pages. I might skip around a little bit, pause you for a minute, and get my thoughts together. But other than that, I will be reading as you hear it. So, yesterday, salvia, mainite sage, rosemary, peppermint, apple mint, sweet basil, and lavender were planted along with snapdragons. Tomorrow, I plan to add red salvia to the garden and place more rosemary and boxglove basil at all of the doors surrounding my house. I know that my journey hasn't even begun yet. However, I plan to focus on the hedge witch tradition while adding a little bit of moon concentrations. I feel very connected to Isis while also being drawn to the ocean. After reading an explanation of all of the elements, I see the intuition as a part of water. The connection with the ocean is strong, yet once I get there, I have no idea what to do with it. No clue why I'm there other than for peace and I guess for comfort. As I continue reading, I see that there is a trinity between women, the moon, and the ocean. And then I went on to list some lunar deities, which are Artemis, Diana, Hecate, Selene, Lady Changu. I'm just going to assume that's how you pronounce that. Okay, next page. Charging spring water directly in the reflection of a full moon can be used as a substitute for any spell that demands water. Then in very big bold letters, I have written fairies, which I did show. This is not in the book. Just a little background on that. Whenever I first got into magic and the craft in general, I was very drawn to fairies, and then I kind of encountered one, I feel like, not like directly, but I had a little situation that happened, which will be an episode for another podcast, to where I kind of like backed away from the fairyland. The fae kind of freaked me out a little bit. Anyways, back to the story. This may be some good information if any of you are interested in fae. Fairies love time. Surround yourself and your house to draw them. Flower fairies can be petitioned to assist with botanical powers. They love bird baths, charms, statues, witch balls, and crystals. And here's a list of botanicals that fairies love. Berries, chamomile, Corsation mint, forget-me-nots, foxglove, morning glories, hibiscus, hollyhocks, honeysuckle, lavender, lilac, milkweed, pansies, peonies, primroses, and violets. And of course, that's not all of them, but I would say that that's a good way to start if you wanted to start a fairy garden. There are your plants for your fairy garden. I would like to disclose that I would check if you do have pets or children to make sure none of those are poisonous before you plant them. Make circles for the fairies with clear quartz, either in the area of the flowers or around the flowers themselves. Flower fairy incense. One part dried hollyhock and one part dried rosemary. And so this is another day, another entry to my little Book of Shadows diary. Today I planted red salvia, mother of thyme, and marigolds in the garden. Also did a little research on Dianic Wiccans, whom I find intriguing, yet the radicalness that may be involved keeps me away from that particular religion. I went to get mom books on herbs and plant deities and bought myself The Real Witch's Handbook by Kate West. She has high reviews, so maybe the book will lead me towards whatever path that I'm desired to. And I quoted, I'm assuming her, witchcraft has been described as a thinking person's religion, end quote. The Witchcraft Act was first instituted in 1542. As a witch, you must keep your word, don't reveal the secrets of others, even if you think it may solve a problem. Apparently this is some rules that I wrote for myself, guys. So the next one is, there are both a god and a goddess. This encourages us to find an inner balance with opposite beings of masculinity and feminism. Another one is, we should respect nature and not take more than what we need from nature. We believe that everyone has the right to choose their own spiritual beliefs. We do not convert. We believe that everyone is responsible for their own words and actions. It is best to always do what is best for you. Personal responsibility also means knowing when not to get involved in other people's problems. Don't interfere. The five elements make up ourselves and the world around us. Earth is our physical flesh, blood, and bones. Air is our thoughts. Fire is passion and enthusiasm. Water is our emotions. Spirit is the force or energy within. When working with magic, make sure that the spell cures the problem. Otherwise, it may be made worse. The triple goddess, the maiden mother and crone, or wise one. The new moon represents maiden, which is the time of the month to work with the magic towards new growth or beginnings. The mother is more mature. Full moon represents her and magic. At this time, you should direct towards healing, nurturing, and protection. Healing of physical, emotional, or mental illness should be done during this phase. The crone represents knowledge and understanding. The waning moon represents her. Magic is worked for knowledge, understanding, divination is more successful, and also the best time for banishment. No magic should be performed during the dark of the moon. So, I'm going to pause on reading that for a second. I would definitely say that this is back whenever I was looking into the Wiccan practices, which I do not do anymore. And it's mighty funny because looking back on this, this is a foundation for my craft in general. And although I have tweaked a little bit of things, like I work in during the dark of the moon now because I directly work with Hecate. So, anywho, it's just very strange to see how things have changed over the years, because this was written well over 10 years ago. So here is a moon guide to planting. Moon quarters to plant. Plant bulbs at the third quarter, chrysanthemums first or second, daffodil first or second, flowers first quarter, herbs first or second quarter, honeysuckle second quarter, houseplants first quarter, moon vine first or second, and sage in the third. And here's my old list of candles, color correspondences. Pink is love and affection, green for prosperity and fertility, red for passion, vitality, wisdom, blue for healing and peace, yellow for mental power and intellectualism, purple to boost magical power, white, general, blessing, protection, brown, magic for animals, black, banishment, breaking hexes, and then here we have the basic principles of herbal magic. Magic is a natural science. Stay within explored territories. This is definitely Wiccan, guys. Again, I do not follow this anymore, but here you go. Here's a Wiccan guideline. Harm none. Magic requires effort. Magic is instant. Magic should never be used for money. Don't charge for magical help. I also don't believe that anymore. I believe that you can be gifted, you can give time, and people can gift you money. Magic should never be used to play up your pride. Still agree. Magic can be worked for your own gain as long as it harms none. I am going to leave this for another episode, but I don't really agree with that anymore. I feel like any time that you're interfering magically, you're going to, in some way or some shape, form, or fashion, you do not know who you are affecting all the time. So I'll just leave that be. Never try to lower the price for anything used for magic. I do agree with this. I don't haggle prices for magical items, but I do thrift shop, and I am a thrifty witch. And if you are charging $50 for a damn crystal that I know that I could go buy elsewhere because it's not in a metaphysical shop, and you've got your prices jacked up, I'm not going to haggle you over the price. I'm simply going to leave and go to where I know I can get it cheaper, which is usually Amazon. Anywho, magic is an art. Keep your mind pure when working. I definitely agree with that. Clear your mind, keep it pure, and don't let any bullshit seep in, because it can your bullshit can seep right on into your magic. Magic can be serious, but it also can be joyful. And the most important factor in a spell is the witch's intuitions. Firmly visualizing what you wish to happen adds power. If you don't have faith in yourself and your magic, it won't give positive results. Without love, magic is powerless. I don't really know where I got that from, but I guess it's true. If performing more than one spell, always perform the most personal spell last, which is also a really cool rule, if you want to have a rule. Okay, so on to some protection herbs. So this is getting fun. Angelica. I can't pronounce half of these. I'm going to switch. I'm just going to go down to the ones I can pronounce. Ash, twigs, and leaves. Basil, bay laurel. Betony, juniper, mistletoe, mugwort, mullein, peony root, periwinkle, rose geranium, dill, elderberry, fennel, fern, flax, whorehound, rosemary, rowan, rue. St. John's wort is definitely poisonous to animals, guys. Snapdragon, tarragon, trifle, vervain. And for a protective sachet, get a white cloth. Mix 3, 7, or 9 of these herbs that are listed. Tie together with a red ribbon, and that is your protection sachet. Plants and their uses. I'm not going to read all those, guys. It's a lot. Lots of plants and their uses. Okay, here's another entry. Beltane, May 1st, is approaching soon, the second most important day in the witch's calendar. Beltane should be approached cautiously because the veil between the living and the fae are thin. At this time, be careful what you wish for is very important. This is the festival of the fire god Bel. Beltane is the most common time for witches to hand fast. This is a celebration of the union of the god and the goddess. Flowers, berries, and foliage are good decorations. It is traditional to wear a crown of flowers at this time of year. And then I went on to talk about Gardnerian Wiccans. Gave the history on that. Oh, I just went into the history of all the witches here. Degree system. Not going to go through that. The Magician's Rules. Let's see what this is, guys. To know, to will, to dare, to keep silent. To know. Work out exactly what you want to do precisely, what change you seek to make, and consider all possible effects. To will. Apply the whole force of your will through the balance of the elements and the power of the god and the goddess. Using the elements means bringing together your thoughts, passions, emotions, and physical energy to focus on the problem and its solution. Then, using visualization, you should direct the force with all of your energy towards the chosen solution. This is what makes magic happen. To dare. Get on and do it. Also, believe you can work your magic. The slightest doubt will dilute your magic. To keep silent. Magic energy can be diluted by others. Discussing your workings will also dilute your own energy to protect yourself, your magic, and your beliefs. I kind of think that that's a really good thing to go by, especially if you're beginning in witchcraft. So the quote again is to know, to will, to dare, to keep silent. So if you pay attention to what I just said, breaking it down, if you follow this, it's really a very vague way of not saying harm none, but being super hyper aware. And I'm going to mark this page and actually do a brief episode on it because we're getting up there in time. But that's one that I would like to touch back on at another date. Super glad I pulled this thing out. Okay, so I went on to talk about more herbs. And more herbs. Here's another entry. I know that being solitary has its ups and downs, but being alone all the time can get a little emotional. Yet even when I'm around other people, their lack of understanding me drives me away. Another thing seems to be I feel called towards something, but I can't figure out what. And then in like below that, I wrote, fairies are more active on Beltane, and any herbs gathered are very potent. They must be gathered at dawn. Two nights ago, I dreamt that somebody's baby was dead. For some reason, while dreaming, I found this piece of the dream to have meaning. I'm still unsure of the meaning, but I think that it's closely related with my destined path. That's very odd. I don't even remember having that ring. A few days later, I said, today marks the first supermoon in 100 years. I'm very excited, especially since I will be at the beach at 12 p.m. or a.m. Next day was, didn't get the pleasure of witnessing the supermoon, although by chance I noticed that the blue moon occurs in August on the 31st. Performed a cleansing ritual of myself and the house today using full moon seawater, lavender flowers, sage, marijam, cinnamon, and cinnamon leaf oil. Cue bono, who will this benefit? And then that's it. I abruptly stopped writing in this journal after that. It was very, very odd, especially considering that there was a dead baby that in my dream that I do not remember even dreaming about. And why I would think that had significance towards my path is another mystery. But I know that this was a very random and rambling episode, but it actually turned out to have some pretty good information, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you would, consider donating either anywhere from $1 to $5 to the podcast would be great. I'm trying to save up currently so that I can get some better recording equipment and hopefully be able to buy myself slots weekly so that I could produce more podcasts. And I could do that with your support and with your help. So, if you would, if you don't have anything to donate, then drop me a line, leave me a review, rate, review, share, anything that you can do to get the word out about the podcast would be awesome, guys. And I love you, and thanks for listening. Holla!